She was scared.
Charlotte, please.
911, do you need police,
yes,
fire, or medic?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You need police, fire, or medic?
Yes. Is this the Charlotte police?
Yes, ma'am. This emergency line. You need police, fire, or medic?
Okay. There's a man, a black male, in a black cape over his head, probably 5'3", 5'4". And we're right on the Steak and Shake at Southport. He came, we backed out, South Boulevard, and he tried to mug us. And he's all in black. He looks like he's on drugs. He's got a Glock. He's got a gun. And he came up to our car. We did not get out. We were pulling in, and he just ran up behind there. And there's a lady with three children. I saw her when we pulled in. And she had her kids crouched down.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Where exactly are you? Make sure we have the correct location.
The Steak and Shake on South Park Boulevard.
Is that should that be South Boulevard, ma'am? We don't have a South Park Boulevard. We got a South Boulevard.
And I can't hear her because she's screaming.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did you hear me? Is it South Boulevard? Okay. I know. I'm just making sure we got the correct location. You said South Park Boulevard or South Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am. At the Steak and Shake, we pulled into...
Okay, is it... Ma'am, which one is it? Because you told me South Park Boulevard. We don't have a South Park Boulevard.
They don't have a South Park Boulevard.
Is it South Boulevard, ma'am? That's what I'm asking
Boulevard.
You to make sure. Okay, we got to make sure we got it correct.
485.
And he pulled a firearm out on you?
Yes, he had a Glock.
Okay. He didn't get any...
I went and killed, and my husband just took the car in reverse.
Oh, okay. Where are you going to be waiting at?
You need to talk to us?
Do you want to speak to officers, ma'am?
She wants us to go back.
Do you want to speak to the officers?
Yeah, we didn't want to drive back until a policeman got there. We just pulled out quickly.
Right. No, that's what I'm asking you.
485, headed back to Spartanburg. I came up for a doctor's appointment. I'll give you my name and everything you need.
Okay, but that's what I'm asking you. Do you want to speak to you left the scene, okay?
We left the scene, correct.
All right. I'll just make note that you said that they can call you if needed, right?
Oh, sure. They can call me, and as I said, it was a black male wearing black, and he had like a cape wrapped around his head, tied under his neck, and a black stocking cap. And he had black shirt, black pants, black shoes. And he was thin, and he didn't look very tall. He wasn't as tall as our car. He was crouched down, though. And we never even opened the door, turned the engine off.
And he was crouched down where? Where did you...
We pulled in to the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Facing, there's a bunch of cars parked there to catch the train or something.
Uh-huh.
He ran up that way, and I noticed the lady had, when we pulled in, I thought it was strange. I thought she was just hitting. It was on, she had her two children, and she was crouched around them, and I didn't pick up on it.
She was crouched around the children, like shielding them. Right, okay.
And when we pulled out of Steak and Shake, I saw she had run to the grass area.
Okay.
But I could tell he was on drugs. Pupils dilated, and big eyes. And he pulled out, he had the gun out. He didn't pull it out. And he hit our windshield with his gun. And my husband was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hit reverse and we got out of there.
All right. No problem. I'm glad that you guys are okay. That was the main thing, okay?
Yeah, I wasn't sticking out. We weren't sticking around.
Right, exactly. But I'm glad that you're safe. I do have to call in, and we already do have police already in the area as we're speaking, okay?
Right.
All right. And you said you were driving.
Like I said, where those cars were. That's where when we pulled out, that's the area he was heading. So apparently he stopped and parked cars, or, you know, people that are vulnerable pulling in.
All right. Like I said, we do have the call in.
And we love second take, so we were going to get a second ticket.
Right.
He just pulled in and hadn't even turned the engine off. He just kind of popped out from nowhere. He must have been hiding behind a car, getting ready to get people that were pulling in.
No problem. I made note of it, okay? And I'm sorry that you even had to deal with that on police out there, okay?
Yeah. Well, if you need to call us back for any information, we're available.
Yes, I made note of that, okay?
Okay.
And you drive safely as well.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye.